Friends, I wanted to say a little to you about our understanding of when we might be able to reopen our churches. We held a Zoom meeting of church officers last week, and we looked seriously at opening our churches for private prayer now that it's allowed again in Wales. We decided not to do so, essentially because the risk assessments required from us by the church in Wales are so rigorous and would have taken so long for us to comply with that it seemed better to concentrate on getting things in place for when we might be able to start services again. We don't know exactly when that will be. We do understand, though, that there will still be restrictions on services when they do happen. Some measure of social distancing will still have to be in place. You may have heard already in the media that we will not be allowed to sing. The question of how to take communion has arisen again, with the congregation only being allowed to take the bread and the priest only drinking from the cup. Although when I am presiding, that one person who drinks from the cup may usually be a lay person, which I think better expresses the communion of the people of God. Before all that, though, the first thing we need to know, and are trying hard to find out, is whether those who have been shielding will be encouraged to return to church as soon as we open our doors again. About 90% of people in our regular congregations fall into that category, including all our regular clergy and worship leaders, bar none. The best I know at the moment is that in England, those formerly shielding are expected to be allowed back into the church from the 1st of August. So, since Wales has usually moved 2 or 3 weeks later than England, we might be looking at late August or early September for us to begin services again. But it's still very uncertain. The other thing I should share is that the diocese has encouraged us to consider opening perhaps one church at first, and on the whole in the Zoom meeting, Newquay seemed the best option for that, the easiest for social distancing and having two entrances and exits. But we have been thrown a curveball by the Newquay heating system. It is an air blower heating system, and such systems are not to be used at present, for fear of circulating the virus particles. Again, we are trying to find out how long such rules might apply. When we know the dates with more precision, we will bring together a group of people from all the churches to plan the way ahead. Meantime, my thoughts and prayers continue with you all.